Hey guys, Queen Cooley, how are you? It is the 12th of July. Can you believe it? The sun is going down. I'm outside in the lanai and I want to do a quick video for you. And this is for the 11s. And it's just kind of a quick video, but I'm passionate about what I want to tell you today and I hope it helps you. I had gotten a small download and it had said that many of you have forgotten your talents, who and what you are. There is a vast difference between where you are now and where you want to be. And I think that Leonardo DiCaprio, the actor, had said something like, you need to have to learn different things, have different tools at different levels to be successful. In other words, what works at level one won't work at level two, right? You always need to be growing and changing and adapting. And the more tools that you have in all of your life, physically, spiritually, emotionally, professionally, right? It all makes a huge difference. And what I wanted you to know was drop what you're carrying. I mean, how do we get from here? You're here and you want to be here. How does that happen? That's what people ask me all the time, right? How does that happen? One, drop what you're carrying that's not yours or that's a burden. There are things that you may be carrying for someone else. And if that's true, you need to drop it. Because what happens is we as 11s always want to help everybody and we want to just make life better for them. So we pick up things that we think will help them, their burdens. But what's happening is you're not letting them learn the lesson. And then also, if they don't learn the lesson, it takes them longer to learn it. They'll have to learn it down the road. But you also kind of get in trouble karmically because you took what was theirs. You knew the answer and you wanted to help them. And I get that. But you need to let go of what's not yours because one, it's super heavy. And two, they need to learn their lesson. Make sense? After that, you need to connect back in and get grounded. And you really need to get connected in with spirit. It's the most important thing, right? If it's meditation, if it's working out, whatever it is. Balance is so important. Connectedness is so important. We can't do any of our work until we're connected in. And for many of us, all our lives, we've been reacting, 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 not with a plan and moving forward that way. We've been just going with the flow and reacting, right? And that doesn't help us because you're kind of ping-ponging all over the place instead of sitting down, writing out a plan and saying, okay, this is how I want to move forward. Right. So if you've been doing that for a long period of time, I would suggest, because I used to do that professionally, I would suggest that you take some time, write down what you want out of life, where you want to be, right? And get into a really great space, right? Put some music on and dance around if you want to, like I do, and then start writing down, this is what I want. And don't censor yourself at all. Because if you censor yourself, you'll stop. And just put it all down and then go through it later on and then pick out maybe the top three things that you'd like and start working towards them. Because no matter where you are, if you're here and you want to be there, you need to be passionate about what you want to achieve. Because if you're not passionate, you won't stick with it. And then all the things that come to try to topple you down, the stresses of life, getting attacked by the dark ones because they're get upset if you're shining your light, right? That's what happens. You won't be able to withstand those attacks because you won't be in it for the long haul. Because if you're just chasing the money, it won't work. You have to love and be passionate about what you're doing to be successful at it. And the last thing is you need to open up and receive. It's like I've said, I say this every day. I open up my arms like this. And I say, I am ready to receive. Lord, I'm ready to receive. I'm open to whoever you want to send me because I know you'll send me the best clients that will work with me, that I'll have the most impact on, right? I am open. I am open to new feelings. I'm open to being better, right? To more experiences, to more gratitude, to more joy. I'm open to all of that. And I receive it because if you don't receive it, which a lot of 11s have a problem with receiving, then how can you actually take that in, right? Practice receiving. It's as simple as if somebody gives you a compliment, right? And just say thank you, which for us can seem difficult sometimes because we overthink too much, but that's the start, right? Something, one of my clients, I can't go into specific details, but I wanted to make you aware of something. You are the only one who can decide how you feel and how you think. Okay. You're the only one. So I can throw anything at you, right? I can, good or bad. You can get hurt by what I say, or you can let it just roll off your shoulders like water off a duck's back. It's all up to you how much you want to actually take in and actually hold on to. The stuff that you hold on to that hurts you, you need to let as much of that go as possible because you're only hurting yourself when you hold on to negativity like that. And half the time, the things that people say, they just say it off the cuff. But we, as sensitives and overthinkers, right, we hold on to it. And you're not meant to do that. When you acquire skills, especially spiritual tools and skills, once you have that experience, no one can take that away from you. And don't believe anybody who says that they can. In other words, let's just say I know how I was gifted with light language, right? If you want to learn light language, I think I can activate you to do so, right? And it's a skill. It's kind of like me showing your power. Once you have that, you have it. I can't come back and say, hey, I take that back. You don't have that anymore. There are people in this world that will try to do that from you. They want to take your light. They want to take your energy and everything you have. And they will take it from you forcefully if you let them. So don't let anybody do that to you. Don't believe any of that BS. You know, what's yours is yours. And I cannot take it from you forcefully or not, right? If you're not giving it to me. So it really angers me when people say that they have control over you and that they can take back what's yours. They cannot. Your power is your power. That's it. That's direct from spirit, from source, whatever you call it. You know, that's for you. And once you have that and you feel that, it's yours. No one can take that away from you. I got a small a download also, just another one that I wanted to read to you, and I hope this will help you and make sense. Your power reaches beyond and before the veil. You have and carry the power to have people at all types and origins to follow you, right? Because of what is coming through you, not you, but God, spirit, whatever's coming through you, right? Be very conscious of who you show your power to. And how much of it? If you are unsure, ask. Be not concerned with what others do. Only worry about you. You do not even know or believe or, moreover, understand the totality of what you carry, for God gave you much. An overflow of abundance. If He had not given you that much, you would have not seen it, right? So be very aware, always, dear one, of who your audience is. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to be who you were meant to be and to start using your power for good in this world and not just for yourself. And I'm not even talking about money, I'm talking about your power. If you need help and want to just channel into your power, I am the activator. That's what I do. And sometimes it's a process. A lot of times I can't just get this in 1 second for you. Or in one session. That's why it's a process. That's why you may not have figured this out all your life yet. And here's the other thing. If you're over 50 or you're in your 40s or even 60s, whatever, and you're thinking, I should have known by now, I've wasted so much time. Please don't do that. I used to do that. Please don't do that. Because you know what? You are where you are. And if you've gone through things and experienced things and it's taken you time, that's okay. There's a lot of us out there that are late bloomers and they're in phases. There's phase one of your life and phase two of your life. I even think there's three phases. But by the time you get to two and three, you're so much smarter and so much faster and so much more humble, hopefully. And you've learned so much, right? You are strong. You are a divine, sentient being, and you have a purpose. If you need help, let me know. You can enroll me one-on-one or with the Brave Academy, and I'm working on the membership as well. Okay, please leave comments. I hope this helped you, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Okay. Keep shining.